This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
AMA. Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Red from the Heart. Redfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap up the show every single day.
All my Auburn people are upset with me. No, we're not anti-Auburn. We're just having fun with you guys.
We're just having a little fun.
Yeah, just having a little fun.
I said Auburn, claim all.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, we're just having fun with y'all. Yeah. Y'all relax.
I'm supportive of claiming national titles.
Yeah, y'all relax.
I go to a school that claims multiple national titles that can't be proven. So...
What's the difference? It's just, I'm just curious if they're going, and what I mean by go all in, because of that little banner thing that's hung up in the stadium, where you actually place the numbers, not a flag or a banner. It's like, you put it on there. I'm just curious, is that going to be at Auburn?
I hope so.
And I hope they let, like, the 04 tickets, again, I know all the dudes.
Yeah, bring them back,
bring them all back and celebrate? Don't bring the coach back.
I hope today you can go into the Auburn Tiger Shop or whatever it's called there on campus.
Yeah, and go get your shirt.
And buy a shirt that says 2004. I used to have a shirt that said 1960 National Champions. It was a Husky shirt.
Really?
Yeah. Somebody got it for me for my birthday or something like that. I was like, yeah, I'll wear that. Fair enough.
Yeah, why not?
I wasn't alive. They probably did win it. We'll see. Who cares?
Why not?
Yeah, enjoy it. It's all fun. All right, Keaton is in Hiram. Hey, Keaton.
Hey, I actually had a quick question. I listen to y'all quite a bit on the Odyssey app, and I hear the just another Andy and Randy listeners. How often do y'all do those recordings, and how would one become another listener? Thanks, you guys.
Yeah, Keaton, great question. We kind of asked for them once.
Yes.
During COVID.
Yes.
When we were searching for stuff to do.
Yes.
And people did great, yes. And they sent them in, and it was really fun. And then we've just been using the same ones ever since. I would love new ones.
Yes.
I would love to refresh those a little bit and get a new voice or two, listener, rejoiner, as they call them. So, yeah, Keaton, you know, write up a script.
Yep. And send it in.
Record it on your phone. And then what? You just tweet it or DM it?
DM it to...
Just say it on the radio, Bo.
You can email us. that's probably the easiest. Okay. If you have a way of recording at home to where it will sound good...
Yes.
Email me, bo.johnson@odyssey.com.
Bo,
did you just really put
Johnson.
Out your personal email
that's
out there?
That's not a personal email. That's a work email.
This is personal?
What do you think is going to happen now?
I don't know, Andy. You know how I am. I did that by mistake on Twitter one
I'm
time.
I'm pretty sure it's
and
on
I'm just
the
talking
website.
About it got bad. And it was a mistake. I was supposed to DM it, and I put it on in the thing and didn't think about it. And I was like, what the hell?
Well, you're famous.
I'm not,
not
famous.
That Bo's not.
Nobody
Bo's
cares
also
about
famous.
My email.
But also, like, those emails, I think you can get them on our website. Like, our Odyssey emails, I think, are available.
Oh, I don't know, man. You know, I'm all about not getting hacked. I don't want to be the reason. Oh, they went through Randy's server to get to
oh, you
to,
can't have my password.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, no, hey, get a password. Yeah.
Hey, I'm not trying to be the reason that we had got to pay half a bill.
Yeah, we've been hacked a couple times.
No, I don't want to be that guy.
The Russians just holding us hostage. I like, we just paid it. We just have it. Here, whatever. Damn it. We can't beat you. Just have it. Moses is in Conyers.
Moses!
Hey, Moses.
What's up, fellas? Oh, y'all got having a good day.
Pretty good.
So this is my question. It's a scenario. You've got a pair of tickets to go to see the Falcons, the Hawks, and the Braves all on the same day. It's a Sunday. One game is a matinee. One game is an afternoon game. One game is a night game. How are you doing that order? How are you doing that order for the three teams you want to see? I'll hang up and listen.
Oh, man. I'm going to go early morning football, midday basketball.
Okay.
No, midday baseball, night basketball. Got that, them white jeans that pumps me out at night.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking in terms of like weather. I like a night game a little bit better.
Okay.
Midday Braves game gets a little hot sometimes.
That is
true. You sit in the sun.
That is true.
So I'll go football indoors, right? Mm-hmm. Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah.
But then that's all travel. It's tough. So, yeah. So football, basketball right across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And then up to Cobb County for the baseball game.
There you go.
For night. We'll do that. I do, like, sometimes when there's big events in town, I do wonder if people do the double dip.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
I know they do. But
that's a great
thing. I'm looking at it from a standpoint because I'm curious because I don't go to games, so I couldn't tell you what was what and who wears what. But I'm assuming that the NBA white jeans are different than the football white jeans. There are no white jeans at.
No.
Yeah.
The Braves games are cut off jeans.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the white pants and pumps, white pants, pumps, short shirt.
The Braves version of that is cut off jeans, cowboy boots.
Okay. Jerseys with the halter top?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The smaller jersey. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Then basketball is like, the
pumps.
Pumps, white jeans, yams. Maybe a jersey?
Maybe. Okay.
Short jersey.
Small jersey, right?
Or like a little leather jacket.
Yeah.
Okay. Something like that.
All right.
You know, looking cute.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to base it on.
And then football, I don't know, man. Like, it's a lot. Not everybody's trying to be cute at the football game.
Yeah. Yeah. Like short leggings.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
You get all types at the football games.
Yeah.
JT is in Atlanta. Hey, JT.
What up, gentlemen? How y'all doing today?
Pretty good.
All right, so question. I was reading an article, and it said four states that produces great high school football players, Florida, Georgia, California, and Texas. What would be your fifth state that makes great football high school football players, and why do you think Georgia's not number one?
Okay.
Louisiana.
All right, definitely Louisiana.
I said it first.
Yeah, because I saw Bo's face. So I was like, definitely it's Louisiana.
Louisiana has a lot of good high school
football. Louisiana is there. I think one reason is because it was always Texas, California for so long.
Uh-huh.
It was, and it might not necessarily been true.
Well, it would be Texas, California, and then they'd be like the South.
Yes, and that's what
as
it was.
As if the South is like.
But then, you know, then Florida came in.
Right.
Then Florida was moving in on Texas, California, and Georgia has this recent surge of everything. But I damn sure would put Louisiana in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I think I saw something recently that Louisiana
per
has
capita.
The highest per capita NFL guys.
Yes.
And then Georgia is second. Because Texas, California are so big.
Yes, they are.
And Louisiana, from a population standpoint, pretty concentrated in a couple places. And then pretty – Georgia, too, really. Like, a lot of Georgia is rural.
I go Ohio up there, too.
Okay.
Ohio's got some good ball players out.
Okay. And then obviously Washington. People are thinking about that.
Yeah.
But we got a couple guys. We got one guy on the Falcons roster from the state of Washington.
Yes.
Caleb.
Yes.
A couple guys from UW. You think Trice is going to make the team?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think he's the fifth guy.
Okay. I hope so.
Yeah, I think he's the fifth guy.
What? All right. We'll talk more about that tomorrow.
Yeah, I think he's the fifth
guy. Leon is in Macon. Hey, Leon.
Andy, Randy. How y'all doing?
Hi, yeah. Leon.
I got a couple of questions, one for Randy and one for you, Andy.
All right.
Randy, what's your opinion on why the Middle Georgia football teams can't be as competitive with some of the teams from the North and South Georgia?
Okay.
You know,
high school?
High school. It wasn't like that kind of back in the 70s. I don't know if you remember Gene Brody.
Hell no, man. How old you think I am? Hell no. Hell no.
But anyway, he was He had Central High, you know, kind of competitive.
I got a question for you. Now, when you're talking about Middle Georgia, are we talking in Macon, that area with, Upson Lee, everything like that?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Well, I'm speaking of, Central, Southwest, Northeast.
Okay.
You know, Warner Robins, Northside.
I got you. To,
you know.
Okay.
Yeah,
I got
you.
Okay.
Know,
okay.
Andy, I got a fantasy question for you. I don't do the league teams, but I try to do the daily fantasy.
Good.
What's the key? I hadn't had great success, of course. I think the most I ever won on daily was maybe $20.
Okay.
And every time I think I got a good team put together, it sucks. So, I mean, what's something you can share with me to kind of give me advantage
right,
or whatever?
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
I don't. You know what?
Thank you,
I honestly don't know why. I don't. I don't keep up with I keep up with Peach County. But I mean, yeah, those teams are so great. Upson Lee and I never remember how good the Macon schools were, like Central and Southwest. I did go to Southwest for ninth grade. Then I went to Peach County. But I mean, there's so many great schools down there. And I was saying that area where he's talking about with Mary Persons, all of them got a good winning tradition. I just think there's more athletes up here.
Mm. There's more people.
There's more people up
population.
Here. And then these kids are going from here to here.
Right.
Yeah.
That I just not knowing that much about it, just applying the same theory to all sports.
Yeah.
Some of the stadiums they have up here are awful big.
Yeah.
Probably cost a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of money up here.
Yeah. That's the only thing I can think of. I'm sure somebody will have something else.
Now, as for the daily fantasy, the best thing I could do is tell you to use promo code 929 on Prize Picks, because that'll get you $50 when you play your first $5 lineup. As far as my lineups, couldn't be worse. I'm one for my last 34 plays on Prize Picks.
You're not supposed to say that loud, loud, Andy.
Oh, it doesn't matter if I'm good at it or not.
I know, but
I'm supposed to tell people.
Sell a bit more.
Oh, you people will be better than me. I get paid by Prize Picks whether I'm good at it or not.
But still,
that's
you're one out of 34.
One for my last 34. Again, luckily, you know.
You don't really have to use your money.
Luckily, they give me free money.
Yes.
And pay me to do the ads.
Yes.
As far as like helping Leon make money on it, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to lie to the guy. You know what I mean? Bo does pretty good.
And you told me.
No, I got nothing,
man.
I would say do this. Do the opposite of what I do would be the best.
And also with other daily, any daily side, do your homework. Like, find a defense that a good quarterback can exploit. Find a secondary that's not good that a wide receiver can exploit. Those matchups are out there. You just got to find them. And it's not always the ones that you think it's going to be.
You know? Also, limit the parlays.
Yeah.
If you have like five or six, you're just probably going to lose.
Yeah.
Like, you do one or two, then you probably have a better chance of doing it.
Also, a lot of lineups are won and lost on like the last two or three guys added. Uh-huh. Everyone's got Ja'Marr Chase and Jefferson going. Right. It's your third receiver that has a massive two-touchdown day that ends up winning you that day more often than not. It's not that top guy.
Leon very much had a I remember the 70s voice.
Yes, he does.
You know?
Leon
sounded awesome.
Leon is cool as hell.
Leon sounded
Leon
cool
is cool.
As
Leon still has creases. Leon wears creases in his pants and wears jeans in the summertime.
And his car probably doesn't pass the emissions test.
Nope. And he got that.
But it's all right.
But he's cool as
but
hell.
But it's a cool car.
He's cool
it's
as
heavy.
Hell.
It's heavy. All right, Walt is in Atlanta. Hey, Walt.
Hey, what was that, Andy or Randy?
Hey, Walt.
So, I had a conversation the other day just about the whole Dylan Gabriel and, you know, that whole issue with the competitors and athletes and whatnot.
Oh,
and my
right.
only thing is, I dumb it down to this because I got to arguing with, you know, somebody about it because they were just like, oh, he taking shots at Shadur. And I was like, I highly doubt at this point he wants to take deliberate shots at somebody that he shares a position room with. And ultimately, I just dumb down to this. It's like, could we all agree that he's new to sideline press conferences and he just made a dumb mistake? He put his foot in his mouth if that would be the case. I mean, can we agree to that?
Well, I think just reading the quote, Had you heard what he said?
Yeah.
Dylan Gabriel?
Yeah.
There are entertainers and there are competitors. Yes. I thought he was talking about TV people.
I did too. I don't know what he was. I don't know. I don't understand why everybody got all up in arms. He shouldn't have said what he said because it was going to be taken the way it was going to be taken. Because I do understand the people who are thinking about the whole Shadur thing because it goes back to the damn Oregon, Colorado thing what Dan Lanning said. They tried to group them all together. Again, my new phrase. Is it really that serious? Like, is it really that serious? We're talking about a third round and a fifth round backup quarterbacks in Cleveland.
We are. That is right.
Is it really that big a deal?
It isn't.
I saw some of the dumbest ass responses, and the one that just got me. And I love my. I forgot the dude who said something. You know, Dylan Gabriel ain't white, right? Right. it ain't a race thing. All right. You know Dylan Gabriel's not.
Oh, did people do
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah, they tried.
Of course they did.
Get over it.
Goodness gracious. Okay, so this was in response to comfortability in front of the camera.
Yes.
Which, by the way, he's really comfortable
in
front of the camera.
He is great at it.
Like, he's really good at press conferences. There are entertainers and there are competitors. I totally understand that. My job is to compete. That's what I'm doing. It's something I'll get used to. I just want to be the best teammate that I can and create an environment where we could get. Okay. Seems fine.
Is it that really that big a deal?
In a comment in which he says, I want to be the best teammate that I can, and you think he's trashing
another teammate? He's trashing another teammate by saying, I want to be the best teammate.
Every team he's ever been on, people have raved about him being a great teammate.
Yes. I was like, come on. We're talking about a third round and a fifth round rookie backup quarterbacks.
People got to stop thinking everything.
You
want to
know?
God,
Shadur, man.
You know what I did find funny is Stefanski had to address today at his press conference. He was asked if he's named a quarterback two yet.
Yes. Like, it's the backup quarterback.
Well, we said that earlier. I was like, look, you don't have to care
Goodness
about
gracious.
That. You can if you want.
And by the way,
they're making you.
When he names Pickett QB2, guess what the next question is?
Who's QB3?
Who's QB3?
Have you come to a decision?
Oh, my God. He ain't do that much. He didn't do that much. He was good.
I'm telling you.
Both were good. But they didn't do nothing to be the starting NFL quarterback. Sorry.
Here's my prediction. Both of them will start games this year.
Yes.
Both of them will.
Yes.
All right. Final one. How about Ben in Lawrenceville? Be good, Ben.
Hey, guys. Just a quick question because I know it's against time. But I've been listening to y'all guys for about a year now. I really do love the show from about 7 to 4. So I listen to all those shows in between time.
Thank you.
And at first, I never liked radio. Y'all brought me into that world and changed my whole world. Is there something in your life that you didn't like at first, but now you just enjoy?
Girls.
Oh, man. I came. Hey.
When I was like 6, they had cooties.
I ain't never in my life been against the female species, boy.
Really? You didn't?
Oh, man.
You were an anti-girl elementary?
I was sweet on the nurse. Don't put no diaper on me. Don't put no diaper on me, gal.
Good Lord.
Yeah, man. I've been managed since I can remember. Boy, please. I ain't never anti-nothing. That's like women. I can get that, man. Cooties. Well, let me catch some of that.
Well, I tried to in college.
Yeah, let me catch some of that right there. Let me catch some of them cooties.
I was clean, though. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Vegetables. I'm a big vegetable guy, Andy. I've been eating more and more vegetables, like, just for some reason, more and more, more and more.
Good for you.
Yeah, I know that, but I didn't like them before. Now,
I thought that was your takeaway of the day. Yeah, I was like, I don't remember that part of the show.
Bring back the saxophones.
Bring them back.
Yeah.
Bring them back. The 90s had it right with the saxophone. Brandon Adams, inventor of the podcast.
Yeah, man.
Congratulations.
Podcast B.
People every day. If Mark Sanchez is your test for success, your test sucks.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Yes. And no one is 100% right now because they've been banging on each other all summer.
You know what I damn meant.
Mm-hmm. The Achilles is the hammy.
That's awesome.
Leon got some creases in his pants in a car that's not street legal.
Yes.
And foil, the perfect 10-year gift.
Yeah, that's what it said on the thing when
you
I looked
know,
it up.
You know, year seven. Copper.
Copper, man.
I had no idea.
Y'all bring out the mugs tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
Some
Moscow Mules.
Moscow Mules?
Yeah.
It's a great idea. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.